we want to take a closer look at NBC's about-face on Ronna McDaniel. Just days ago, the news network announced they'd hired the former Republican National Committee chair and then dropped her last night after top talent like Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow seemed to school them on ethical requirements for being a commentator. McDaniel supported, sometimes actively, Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election. And unlike other former Trump allies, she hasn't disavowed all that disinformation. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd on Sunday.
There's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has, of course, been thinking about this. Hi, David.
Hey there, Robin.
And as you know, Ronna scrubbed some of her social media of what Chuck called that character assassination, her attacks on people at MSNBC and NBC. She's long refused to say that Biden won the 2020 election fair and square, and only acknowledged it on Sunday's Meet the Press on NBC after host Kristen Welker pushed her.
Joe Biden won. He's the president. He's the legitimate president. I have always said, and I continue to say, there were issues in 2020. I believe that both can be true.
Well, there weren't that many issues. So, David, the question is, why did NBC hire her?
Look, NBC, as Cesar Conde, the news chief for NBC Universal, said in his memo, taking it back last night, they want to make sure that they're providing a full range of opinions and viewpoints and perspectives and insights to their audiences. So this was an attempt to do that. And, you know, there are multiple flavors at the moment, not just in the two parties, but even within, particularly the Republican Party, but also Democrats. This was their effort to do that and have somebody on their team doing that and be seen doing that for the broader public.
Well, we should say, of course, you know, there are a lot of former Trump allies, members of his inner circle in the White House, who are commentators on networks, who are giving insights, which are great. But isn't that different from lies? I mean, if she had had a Hosanna moment and said, you know what, I got caught up too, this wasn't true, would that have made the difference?
And indeed, her own actions in Michigan with Trump in a phone call with local election officials has come under scrutiny, not just from Democrats, but from investigators, prosecutors in Georgia, among other places.
Let's be clear, because not everybody's heard that. She was on the phone when she and Trump, they both tried to get canvassers to sign certification of the 2020 voters there. Not to sign the certification of the election.
That's right. I mean, look, she's sort of Trump light. She was not MAGA enough for Trump, which is why she was ousted a few weeks ago. Basically, she acknowledged on Sunday that she had resigned under duress from the former president. I think you're homing in on a crucial dilemma for news organizations. How can you have inside your roster of paid commentators somebody who has essentially presented knowingly information that's false, you could call them at times lies, to the public, and also attack the credibility and legitimacy of the press, as Trump so often did. Now, you are seeing former Trump officials seated within different news outlets, including NBC. You know, Mike Pence, the former vice president's former chief of staff, Mark Short, signed on to be an analyst and commentator for Meet the Press and for CNBC. But it's worth noting, of course, he was one of the stronger voices against what occurred on January 6th to try to deny Joe Biden the certification of his presidential win. You know, he was trying to keep faith with the facts as they're known to be. And I think that's one of the things that journalists have. It's like, look, there are a lot of people out there, 330 some million Americans. There are no doubt many thousands of political professionals out there. You don't have to pay them to have them on your air.
Well, right. You can talk to Trump supporters. You can get insight into them. But it feels like you just can't pay someone to obfuscate, you know, with the truth. I mean, I'm thinking of people like Alyssa Farah, who's a terrific commentator on CNN, very conservative, gives tremendous insight into Trump voters, very important, and she's a former staffer. It does seem to boil down to you can't have someone who isn't, you know, who believes things that aren't true.
Right. But I will say there are those who are, whether they are strong core supporters of President Trump or those who are at least open to him or have some sympathy for him or have some critique of the press, who will look at all this and say, well, you have, you know, former Joe Biden press secretary Jen Psaki has her own program on MSNBC. And MSNBC has a lineup of, Democrats and former Republicans who will attack. The question to me is, do they need to be your paid commentators? Do they need to be paid? Or can you host these voices and press them on things as opposed to say we're all teammates pulling in the same direction?
Well, it seems that someone doesn't get a show if they try to subvert democracy. Bottom line, I would think.
I think that's what you heard from Chuck Todd. You started to see that in social media and some of his NBC colleagues, and then you, up and down the lineup of the stars on MSNBC as well, which is what made her appointment untenable.
Yeah. So she's been pushed by Trump from the Republican Party and then pushed from NBC. Interesting to see where she goes. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks.
You bet.